On December 9, 1531, a peasant convert to Catholicism from the Aztec nation in Mexico named Juan Diego was on his way to Mass when the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to him as a Native American princess. She told him to go to the bishop and tell him that she wanted a church built on the place where she stood, Tepeyac Hill, the site of a former Aztec temple, so that she would have a place to hear petitions and to heal the suffering of the Mexican people. "Now go and put forth your best effort," Our Lady instructed him. When Juan went to the bishop listened to him, but did not believe him and dismissed him. Later, returning to the apparition site, Our Lady appeared to him again, telling him to go and ask the bishop again in the morning. At the second meeting, the bishop asked for a sign, and Juan Diego promised to return the next day with a sign to prove the apparition was authentic. However, his uncle became gravely ill, and Juan spent 2 days trying to nurse him back to health. When it appeared that his uncle was going to die, he set out to find a priest to give his uncle last rites. On the way, Our Lady appeared to him a third time. When Juan explained that his uncle was dying and in need of a priest, Our Lady assured him his uncle would not die and instructed him to return to the apparition site, gather flowers in his cloak called a tilma, and give them to the bishop as the sign he asked for. Our Lady then appeared to his uncle, curing him. Juan Diego gathered the flowers and, while in front of the bishop, opened his cloak, dropping them on the floor. Of course, in December, these flowers should not be in bloom. But that's not the sign Our Lady was giving to the bishop. Upon opening the cloak and releasing the flowers, an image of Our Lady on the tilma appeared, as she had originally appeared to Juan Diego. Astonished, the bishop agreed to build the church. The miraculous image and cloak are still around today, displayed in the Basilica in Mexico City. This tilma has been around for almost 500 years, perfectly preserved, even though the cactus fibers it's made from should last no more than 30 years with the best preservation techniques. In 1787, Dr. José Ignacio Bartoloche made two copies of the image, trying to recreate the original as accurately as possible, but these copies did not even last 10 years. In 2009, physicist Dr. Alfonso Orocco said at an International Marian conference that the remarkable preservation of the tilma is, quote, completely beyond any scientific explanation. Other scientists have studied and ran tests on the tilma and have made some remarkable discoveries. Dr. Philip Cerna Callahan was a biophysicist at the University of Florida and a NASA consultant. He photographed the image under infrared light and published his findings in 1981 in a paper called "The Tilma Under Infrared Radiation." These are his findings. The image does not appear to be painted by an artist. There is no sketch underneath, no brush strokes, no corrections. The image appears to have been done in a single step or stroke, like an inkjet printer, and the exact technique is unknown. He also noted that the original image on the tilma had not cracked, flaked, or decayed over the centuries, while additions such as a crown, angels, etc., that people had added over the years to the tilma had decayed, cracked, flaked, and faded. He discovered that the tilma maintains a constant temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, the same as a normal human body temperature. At one angle, the image of the lady looks European, while at another, she looks Native American. This effect of varying colors at different distances is a trait that is only seen in nature and not paintings. Thus, the image cannot be exactly reproduced by human efforts, though many have tried. In 1936, the tilma was analyzed by Nobel Prize-winning chemist Dr. Richard Kuhn, who analyzed the fibers and coloring of the tilma. He discovered that the color was not of vegetable, mineral, or animal origin, or any other known earthly element. Expert Mexican ophthalmologists such as Daniel Torriello, Dr. Enrique Grave, Dr. Rafael Torreja, and Dr. Jorge Antonio Escalante discovered the phenomenon of seeing reflections, namely a human figure, in the eyes of Our Lady, as occurs in the eyes of a living human being. The image in the eyes follows the curvature of the cornea precisely the way it occurs in normal human eyes. Ophthalmologist Enrique Grave said that the eyes seem to be human, that they look like a photo of a human being, with the depth and reflection of a human eye. Engineer Jose Asante Tonsman amplified the image of the pupils in the Blessed Virgin by 2,500 times, revealing what appears to be the image of Juan Diego presenting the flowers to Bishop Zumarraga, as well as several other witnesses to the miracle. Carlos Fernandez de Castillo, a gynecologist, placing his stethoscope below the black band at the waist of Our Lady, heard heartbeats at 115 beats per minute. This is the same beats per minute as that of a baby in the womb. According to Dr. Robert Sungenis, the constellations of the stars on the tilma are in the exact position they would have been on the morning of December 12, 1531 in Guadalupe, Mexico, the first apparition. On November 14, 1921, a bomb exploded that a man had hidden in some flowers that he placed in the basilica in front of the image. Though the building and everything around the image was badly damaged, the tilma itself was untouched. On April 24, 2007, the day abortion was legalized in Mexico, a light appeared suddenly on the tilma at the level of the womb. The light appeared in the shape of an embryo. Father Luis Mateos writes, "The engineer Luis Garalt, who studied one of the pictures that was taken of the light, has confirmed the authenticity of the proof and was able to specify that the proof had not been modified nor altered with the superimposition of another picture, for example. He has discovered that the image is not the result of a reflection, but literally comes from the inside of the image of Our Lady. Science cannot explain the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and it is one of the many miracles that prove Catholicism. Some might say it's a trick of the devil in order to save their theology. Stop watching horror movies. The devil is not that powerful. He cannot change or suspend the laws of nature. He didn't write them. Only God can make exceptions. Others might say, this is alien technology and we just don't understand it yet. Sorry, but she didn't say, I'm an alien from another planet when she appeared to Juan Diego. She said, I'm the Blessed Virgin Mary sent by God. You don't get to usurp the evidence that proves my belief. It's not my fault there is no real proof for the existence of aliens. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe is an Aztec pictograph that was read and interpreted by the Aztec Indians. Within 8 years of the appearance of the tilma, 9 million Aztecs converted upon seeing the image. It is popular to say that the Catholic Church forced the Aztecs to convert, but the reality is, it was a miracle. Until my next video, God bless.